Archer Monologues on the air. I'm Dee McClung. I'm just going to leave the mic on and just talk. Maybe a little rambly. Maybe a rant or two involved. Going to touch on a multitude of subjects, perhaps. There might be some dead air. Just pretend if I'm not talking and you don't hear anything coming out of your speakers, just pretend it's a commercial for your favorite product. Whatever product you favorite. Shampoo, beer, Kellogg's cornflakes, whatever. Alright, so I've got about 45 minutes to kill, and we're just gonna let her rip. Alright. Looking at the headlines. I'm not sure why they're headlines, but that's what they are, so let's go with it. All right, number one. Newly unearthed police documents show the photos officers think Michael Jackson used to groom children. All right, okay, the guy's dead. And here's the deal. Yeah, he's dead. Okay? Drop it! Leave him the fuck alone! I don't think anybody can say that Michael Jackson was a bad guy. Oh, he was a pedophile. You know what? If you think that Michael Jackson was a pedophile, I think you are an idiot. Stupid. Fucking idiot. So, you know, fuck off. Drop it. Get over it. I'm not even going to read the article. I'd probably get so mad, I'd just probably break something. Idiots. He's dead. Let it go. Alright, what else we got to talk about? Oh, yeah, here's one. What? Excuse me. I'll be right back. I'm back. All right. Going back to Michael Jackson. All right. Here. I don't think Michael Jackson... My personal opinion. Wow, I'm actually going to express an opinion. I don't do that very often. Alright, in my personal opinion, I don't think Michael Jackson raped any children. I don't think Michael Jackson raped any little boys or girls. I don't think. He did. I don't know for a fact whether he did or not. I didn't live with him. I've never even been in his presence. But I don't think he did. I think probably there was some sort of trial about that. I'm pretty sure that there was not guilty verdicts were rendered. I think that case is closed. You want to believe it? Fuck you. I don't care. You have no reason to believe that he did. There's no evidence to support he did. And okay, here we got some pictures that might prove what? I don't think so. I think people, as a rule, just can't actually be intelligent human beings and function like intelligent human beings. I just don't think people are capable of it. I'm sorry. It's just... No. Alright. I don't think he did. I listened to him talk about the subject at one time. There was an interview. People asked him, what did you do this? Did you do that? What was this about? What's going on here? He explained it. He explained it in fucking English. I understood what he said. I got it. I accept it. I understand it. I can comprehend it. I can see it in my head. In words. What he said. I got it. Most people, I think, listened to what he said and didn't hear a word he said. Couldn't comprehend what he said. Like, twisted it all around, like, oh yeah, like, you know, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Won't get into the English language being turned into babblish. That's another show. But here's the deal. I don't think so. If you think so, that's fine. I think you're a fool if you do. No evidence. And okay, here's the deal. If he liked little boys, which he obviously did, nothing wrong with that. I said liked. I didn't say fucked. I didn't say raped. I didn't say any of that. I said liked. The word liked. It means liked. That's English. Look it up in the dictionary. Like. If he did, he did. Not really my business. Not your business. Between him and whoever was involved. If it was a little boy, and he liked a little boy, and he gave him a hug, give him a kiss on the forehead, whatever, pat him on the head, no problem. No reason to get hysterical. The little boy doesn't want to be patted on the head, or kissed on the cheek, or whatever, then, you know, that's something he should have dealt with. That's between him, Michael, and the people involved. If there was something inappropriate, that's for them to deal with. Personal issues. Not like he was performing in a freaking musical on the stage on Radio City Music Hall. In his bedroom with kids visiting. No reason to get hysterical. No reason to rush your judgment. No reason to even jump to conclusions. No reason to even make a conclusion. Personally, you don't even have a right to an opinion. Uh-oh. I hear this all the time. Everybody has a right to their own opinion. Not necessarily. If you think that your opinion is worthy of being out there, then your opinion should probably be accurate. It should probably be based, it should probably be based on some facts, some evidence. Some logical thinking process should come to some logical conclusion. A valid one. If not, shut up. Nobody wants to hear stupid shit. Except other idiots, I suppose. Alright. I don't think he did anything wrong. I don't think he broke any laws, and I don't think that he did anything nasty. I don't think he raped any little boys. And by the way, all of this jargon that people use today, the news and the government and police departments, a fascist police state in America, by the way. There's all these words that are like totally not right. Okay, number one, just for the record, pedophile. That's a sexual attraction to a child. The word child means under 12, prepubescent. You know, like little girls, children, little girl children, don't have boobs. All right? She got boobs, she's not a child anymore. You may not agree with that, you may not like that, but that's the definition. It's a biological fact. You're a child until you hit puberty. After that, you're not. Biological fact. Teenagers are adolescents. A totally different stage of being and development in the human scheme of things than a child. You got boobs? You're not a child. If you bleed, you're not a child. If you can get an erection and have an ejaculation, if you're a boy and you get a hard on and you jack off and, you know, boop, cum shoots out your dick, you're not a child. And if you think somebody else, you know, that is a child, no. I'm pretty sure that a 14-year-old girl has boobs, has a vagina, bleeds once a month. She's not a child. She's an adolescent. The word child goes with that era of development, of human development. There's a system. The words fit the age, the phase of existence. Fetus. Not a human being yet. Fetus. I want to get into this abortion thing here. I've already done that. You already know what I think about that. I'll do another show on it later. Point is, child, universally accepted as being under 13, under 13, under 12 even. Universally accepted. In all circles, biological circles, science, biology, anthropology, pathology. All of these classifications or categories of studies of human beings and human existence. Child is under 12. If you have to put an age to it. I realize that people are developing faster these days. I understand that girls are developing sooner rather than later these days. But there's a trend. There may be circumstances that cause this to happen. There may be girls that are 9 years old that have their menstrual period. That may be so. I'm not denying it. She may not even have boobs yet. She might have little buds. She might have developed a little earlier than the other girls. And this phenomenon, I'm not familiar with it. I don't know the science of it. I'm not going to get into that part. I can't talk about something I don't know anything about. That doesn't change the reality. That doesn't change the facts that we do know. And we do understand if we're paying attention, if our brain is in, you know, think mode. All right, let's consider it. Think about it. All right, if you don't know what the word child means, look it up in the dictionary. You're either a child, meaning prepubescent, not an adolescent, two different stages in human development, and, by the way, an adolescent, look at it this way. Pronounce the word adolescent. Adult-less-ent. Think about it. Adult-less-ent. Meaning less than an adult, but getting there. Less than a full adult. Only partly an adult. You start developing sex organs and they start maturing and start being functional, like, you know, women, girls, their vagina starts to function, their breasts start to grow. I'm going to get this, okay. I'm going to put this straight out to you. If you got boobs, and you got a vagina, and you bleed, you're a woman. Period. End of story. We're not talking about the law here. I'm not going to get into the legal aspects of this at the moment. That's beside the point. Get into it another time. Biologically speaking, if you bleed, you can make a baby. You're not a child. And people who want to believe that you're so, oh, she's 15, 16, 17 years old. She's a child. She's somebody's child. That's true. Somebody spawned her. Not the right word. Somebody gave birth to her. Parents, mom and dad. Whatever the circumstances of that are, mom and dad, male and female, got together, you know, did the pump pump, and bingo, baby. That would be those people's child. That's the other definition of the word child. I have grown children, meaning offspring. Has nothing to do with the sexual development of my children. We're talking about the biological development and maturity of a human being. Baby, infant, toddler, aptly called because they toddle. Normally, at that age, around what, 1, 2 years old? 2 maybe? Maybe 3. The word toddler, I believe, is a slang term, like the word kid. Ah, they're just kids. Meaning, not fooling up grown-up people. It's a slang term. Kids is slang. The word kids has not always been used to describe human children or human offspring. Look that one up in the dictionary. Look for the source of that as a description of a human child or a human being that has not become an adult. I had a mother-in-law, my first mother-in-law. I've had a few. My first mother-in-law was very adamant about people calling children kids. It upset her considerably. She said, you know, kids, they're kids. They're human beings. They're not kids. They're human beings. They're little boys, little girls. They're children. They're not goats. She's very adamant about that. She didn't understand the concept of the word kids being a slang term. Words can be used as slang. It doesn't change the meaning of the word. It just adds another dimension of that word or another definition to the word. I consider slang to be a definition of a temporary nature. Slang comes and goes. Sometimes it hangs around for generations. Sometimes it just lasts for one generation or one period of time, like disco. The word disco hung around, but, you know, who does disco? Hopefully nobody. Personal view there. If you like disco, fine, cool. No problem. No skin off my nose. I just thought it was a cute little phase of human musical evolution. I actually hope that rap is a fad and fades away. Of course, then again, there were people back in the 60s who said the Beatles were just a fad. Yeah, they'll go away. Became the biggest, most phenomenal musical thing of all time. I used the word thing. Never mind. Alright, gonna take a little break. I'll be back. I'm back. Are we clear on this Michael Jackson thing? You're not gonna change your mind if you think he's a whatever. You're not gonna change your mind. Certainly not based on anything I tell you. The problem with that is, you would be wrong. And apparently people don't mind being wrong. All right, Michael Jackson, phenomenal human being, very talented, very entertaining, and he might have been a little bit freaky. I say might have been, as if, of course he was. Hey, that's his business. He has the right. But I don't believe he committed any crimes. I don't believe he raped any children or boys or adolescents. I just don't believe he did. I don't have any evidence to say he did. And just because he liked to keep company with them, have it at his home, even sleep in the same room with them or whatever, I don't consider that criminal. It may be unorthodox. It may seem inappropriate to you, but you being the high and mighty, self-righteous hypocrite that you are, I'm not talking to you if you're not. I'm talking to the ones that are, and you know who you are. Well, you're probably living in denial, but let's just say I know who you are. All right, I think we're done with Michael Jackson and that business. Or did I not talk about the other thing? All right. Inappropriate nonsense. What other words we got here? Pedophile. Oh yeah. Did I finish the thought on the pedophile thing? Okay, number one. If you're sexually attracted to children, you're not a pedophile. Pedophiles are talking about sexually attracted to adolescents. What? Did I just say that? Did I say that right? Oh, crap. I don't know if I said that right. All right. Sexually attracted to children. That would be prepubescents. Under 13, under 12. This number thing is a little iffy. You know, because we have in this country, we have the thing called the age of consent, which is bullshit. That's some fabricated, arbitrary number that the government came up with. A handful of people decided, oh, we're going to just put a number on this. When should we say it's okay to give consent? Let's just say 16. Different societies around the world have different ages. I believe the youngest is 11. Various countries, I've looked at the list, I can't remember all of them, but Mexico is pretty young. I think 11 or 12. They may have changed it. I don't know why they would change it. I don't know why they would succumb to that stupidity and let the government of this country, America, influence you and terrorize you into changing your laws. But the age of consent, the government has nothing to say about that. There's no authority for the government to declare that you can give consent at this age. The government just doesn't have anything in it. But anyway, I'm not going to get into that too much today. I wanted to get done with this Michael Jackson thing and his grooming children bullshit. I suppose I should read the article so I can speak about it intelligently and knowledgeably. But I just don't want to. Not at the moment. Maybe later. Alright, let's see what else we got going on here. Okay. Fox Sports caught doing upskirt video of so-and-so's daughter after a golf win. Well, let's see. I think that's pretty silly. They agree with me. There's a little poll here, survey, whatever you want to call it. And what do you think of sports event cameras zooming in on pretty girls and their anatomy? The number one answer, it's harmless fun. 67%. 21% that thinks it's sexist and inappropriate. That's a little bit disheartening, but 67%, that's 2 out of 3 people who answered the survey at least think that it's no biggie. And I don't really think it's a biggie either. I mean, for one thing, if you're in public and I got a camera, I can see you with my eyes, I can see you with my camera, heck, if I can, you know, get a picture of you in my mind, that's a memory of you and your nice body if you're a girl. Nice boobs, baby. In my head, I got the picture of that, and I will, if you're really attractive, I won't likely forget that memory. It'll stay in there forever, whether I'm recollected or not. It's there. I can remember it. Then I can go home and draw that memory on a piece of paper with my pencils, or paint an image of, from my memory of you. On of you, though I wouldn't hesitate to paint on you if you were attractive enough and volunteered to be a subject of me. I would paint you in the nude, and you know, if it doesn't bother you, I'd be nude too while I was doing it. Quirky, huh? Well, it's cool when I do it. No problem, no crime, no big deal. All right, so upskirt, that's bullshit. If you're in public, I can see you with my eyes, I can see you with my camera, and you do become immortalized. This idea of expectation of privacy in a public street or a public forum, wherever it may be. What stupidity. I mean, what kind of, that's just like paradoxical. I'm standing on a sidewalk in the middle of, you know, in the middle of town, in front of, you know, Walmart in the parking lot. You know, walking in my car from the Walmart with my groceries or whatever I bought in Walmart. And I'm walking to my car and I'm there. And like, it's daylight and I happen to be walking into Walmart and I see you with my eyes. There you are, walking from Walmart to your car. I can see you. You're in public. You're not, you know, hiding in your basement. So if I can see you, I can remember you. And I can remember you with my camera because my camera is just an extension of my eyes, an information data gathering instrument. My eyes are tools. Gather information. Send it through the gateway to my brain, stored in the memory card of my mind. You're not in private if you're in public. If you don't want to be seen, stay home, close the doors, close the shutters, stay in the basement, don't ever come out. If you live across the street from me and you want to come out on your front porch, butt naked, you have a right to do that. I don't care what the police, the freaking assholes in Shinston, West Virginia have to say about that. They actually have an ordinance that says you can't be topless in your own freaking house, your own yard, or on your own freaking porch. I mean, that's just ludicrous. It doesn't say anything in there about just women, which would be a discrimination, you know, against the law. Can't discriminate. I know, they always do, but they're not allowed to do it. they're committing a crime when they discriminate. Anyway, you're on your front porch, you don't have a shirt on. Let's say you're a man. Believe it or not, I read it with my own eyes. Shinston Ordinance. Can't be topless on your own front porch, men or women. I want to point out to you that I despise the government of Shinston, the mayor, the municipal judge, the police department. They're assholes. And, you know, let's just say it the way it is. Yeah, 2006, December 6th, there was an incident. I was violated by the municipal judge and one or two of the policemen, well, two of the police officers of Shinston. My rights were violated. They committed all kind of criminal acts, treasons, violations of their public office, and so forth. At any rate, that's a good one. Reminds me of that story. I'll tell the whole story here on the whole show one day. Not too far from now, perhaps. All right. Remember that. Shinston, West Virginia. Asshole, prick, traitor, bastards. Should have sued him. Might still sue him. Own that damn town. All right. Hold on. Upskirts. No big deal. They're out in public. You can see them. You got a camera. You can take your picture. If they don't want the picture taken, they can stay home. But they're at a public forum. They were in a sports event. They're wearing short skirts anyway. How can you help but see their underwear? Or it's part of their uniform, of course. It's a human body. It's not like, you know, you're looking on the devil or anything. You're not going to go blind. All right, I'm going to take a little pause, see what else I can find in the news to talk about. All right, I got one. Mike Rowe. The woman asked him a question, or criticized him, made a comment. They're impressed with you, Mr. Rowe, but when I discovered you apparently never volunteered to serve in your country's military, why is that? Well, Mr. Rowe has some reply to that. I don't like his reply, but hey. His reply? The truth is, I don't know why you choose to form an opinion of me in the first place, etc., etc. I don't know why you've chosen to share that opinion publicly, revise that opinion publicly, and then demand an explanation publicly. Only you can answer those questions, he says. On the other hand, you've asked me why I didn't join the military back when I was young enough to do so. I guess the honest answer is because I was selfish. Back in the early 80s, I put myself before my country and pretty much everything else. I respected the military, but to be honest, I didn't fully appreciate their impact on the many freedoms I took for granted. In short, I was busy being 20. What the fuck? Shit. Supporting our military is not the same as enlisting in it. And wearing their uniform on a TV show is a far cry from actual service. But I'm afraid it's all I can offer at this point in my misspent career. I don't know about you, Donna, he says, but when I look back, I see a long list of things I might do differently. And he says, unfortunately, you can't put the poop back in the goose. Cute. Very cute. I'm afraid, he says, there's not much I can do. Along with my flat feet, I appear to be older than many generals and categorically unqualified to serve. All right. He likes it. He respects the military. He thinks maybe if he was younger, he should have actually joined. And I'm thinking, what kind of idiot? fucking moron is this? Ah, I see. There are many ways to do good in this world, and one responder astutely pointed out that since only 5%, that's 0.5% of people serve in the armed forces, that leaves an awful lot of people for her to be disappointed in, the woman that was asking Mr. Rowe that question. Well, here's the deal. All right, okay. The United States government, oh, here he goes again. United States government, the military of the United States, biggest terrorist organization on the planet, committed all kind of heinous crimes around the world, have murdered innocent women, children, men, people defending their country, people that have nothing done nothing to us at all, and couldn't and wouldn't and don't care to, and so on, until we like murdered their family and destroyed their country, and then, oh yeah, they want revenge. Can't blame them from that. I know you might, as a listener, you might, America, you know. Sorry, military, not a good thing. So I would have answered the question differently than Mike Rowe, the asshole that he is, because it's just insane. Why would I join a military that goes around the world murdering innocent people? Might have just, well, shoot me and put me to hell right now. I'm cut a little bit more conscience, a little bit more ethical bearing than that. Terrorist organization, U.S. government, you don't like to like it. You don't agree with me, you don't like it, oh, blah, blah. Call me what you will. I'm not a fool, and I'm not about to join an organization that murders innocent people, particularly innocent people in foreign countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and other places, like, you know, drones and shit. No, I have no respect for the U.S. military. They're mindless drones that do the bidding of an evil monster called the government of the United States of America. Enough on that. I'll get really pissed if I keep going, so I'm going to stop talking about that. But as for Mr. Rowe, I didn't have any respect for him at all. And now I have even less, because he's an idiot. Well, let's just call him a fool, and I don't even know who he is. I don't care who he is. No big deal. Sportsman or something or other, I guess. You know, I'm not gonna, as far as I'm concerned, he's just, it's a name. Somebody exists somewhere on the planet. Big fucking deal. Don't care. All right. All right, I gotta have to read this article, so I'm gonna put you on pause. I'll be back. No, for shit, I had to go and read the article about Michael Jackson. Oh, God. Talk about fucked up. These people write these articles and engage in this sort of behavior. Fucked up. The article is online, I'm sure you can find it, I'm sure you can read it, and I'm sure you could be, you know, outraged or whatever the fuck you want to be, I don't give a shit. You had some pictures. You had some porn. Maybe it was porn, maybe it wasn't, I don't know. I give an example or two of some photographs, big deal, they're photographs, I don't see anything wrong with them, they weren't naked. I'm just, these people are just stupid. All right, I kind of browsed through the article, some of the comments. Believe me, just the comments that people make on some of these articles on the news is like totally stupid. Unbelievable. People are unbelievably stupid. All right, I'm going to wrap this section up. I kind of wish I hadn't brought the Michael Jackson thing in there. The subject is complex and would take a lot of talk, a lot of conversation there. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to stop now. End of story. Catch you next time.